Just when we think that things are going smoothly, something happens. In nature, as well as our busy lives. Today, Jane Andrews attempts to get through her script as she recovers from an untimely interruption. This is A Walk in the Park.
It is difficult to write about nature from a darkened bedroom, unable to eat for 4 days, tolerate light, or think about anything but my relentless symptoms of COVID. I was knocked off my feet. There was no sleep, no rest, no escape from the body thrown into turmoil. There was no reading, texting, or taking my mind off of the 100% concentration I needed to get through this. Current with all updated preparations, I still found myself close to a level of intolerance. I couldn't think about work, about the store that was now set up for the holidays. It's my favorite week of the year, and now I was going to miss it. It was reported to me that no one in the store got sick, and for that I am grateful. I took their love and well wishes to heart. When I could, I would tune in a veterinary program and watch how animals are alone in their suffering, and I could immediately relate to their misery. They cannot communicate pain to us. We have to observe. Having COVID is isolating. No one can sit by our side without risking the high probability of getting it themselves. I keep coming back to this is what animals do. They just get through it one rapid breath at a time. With all of this sideline time, I tried not to think about what was left undone. I didn't put up any of my special Christmas decorations around the house. My brain was not even up to ordering Christmas presents online. And ironically, the septic company chose this week to do major construction. All I could do was pull up the covers and manage through. At one point from the other room, my husband tossed me a greeting card he thought I would like to open. It was from a special someone who sends a card each year, but this year meant even more. The front of the card was a simple painting of a church in the snow, all lit inside for Christmas Eve. It was exactly what I needed to focus my eyes on, to get through the chills, the aches, and the high fever. Being sick with COVID is not free time to get stuff done. Instead, it is time to isolate, insulate, and reflect, and not a moment is wasted.
You've been listening to A Walk in the Park with Jane Andrews, broadcasting each week at this time. A Walk in the Park is brought to you by Wild Birds Unlimited on Route 2 in Warwick.